Now, I've used this slide before. Apologies for people who have seen it, but I'm not apologizing in advance. On the left-hand side, you see six of the felony violations that contain 99-year prison terms and at least up to $100 million in penalties for each one of those crimes. For each one of those crimes, except lying to Congress. That one doesn't have the same penalty, but all the rest of them do. Funding and conspiring to commit acts of terror, acts of domestic terrorism, conspiring to criminal commercial activities, market manipulation, allocation, and interlocking directorates, all of which are, in fact, prima facie cases which are established by their own admission. These are not things that require any investigation. These are their own admission. They have actually done crimes, and the crimes they have done do not have an exoneration button that you can hit and say, well, in a case of emergency, you can commit these crimes. Because felonies actually are the silver bullet both to the 1986 Act and to the 2005 PREP Act. Did you hear what I just said? Felonies are the silver bullet. You cannot have the shield of immunity if you're a corporation if the way you got the emergency use involved a felony commission of a crime. Did you hear what I just said? This is the reason why you need to make sure that every single one of you takes this presentation or the Fauci dossier, which you can get online, or anything else. And by the way, don't buy it online. It's free online. I released it in the Creative Commons so that everybody can access it. And then somebody started selling it on Amazon. That is not me. You can get it for free. Just type my name and Fauci dossier into any browser. You can get it. You can download it. And you can send it to absolutely every law enforcement officer anywhere in the world, an attorney general's office, a U.S. attorney for the Central, Southern District, Eastern District, Western District, whatever your state has, send that dossier to them and keep sending it. Because this is a criminal conspiracy, and if they take no action, they are part of the conspiracy. If you want to build the foundation for where we can ultimately take this thing, start doing the foundation right. And here's the thing. Let's get really clear. The Biological and Chemical Weapons Laws of the United States, not the Biological and Chemical Weapons Convention signed internationally, and we, as a country, never entered into those treaties, because we didn't. You heard what I just said. We didn't enter into the treaties on limiting biological and chemical weapons. But we do have, thankfully, our own laws that actually make terrorism using biological weapons part of a felony structure. And that's a good thing. Let me get really precise, and this is where I need you to pay a lot of attention. Coronavirus was not weaponized. Why am I saying that? I'm saying that because coronavirus is a model of, a family of, sequences of various proteins. There is not a coronavirus. There never was a novel coronavirus. There never will be a novel anything. So that part doesn't exist. And by the way, linguistics matter, because when we get trapped in their story, then we can actually get plausible rejections of their story. So we need to be precise. The model of coronavirus was examined in 1999 by Ralph Baer at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He, by the way, is the architect-in-chief of the bioweapon. And it was funded by Anthony Fauci. So let's get really clear. Two people are culpable. Ralph Baer at UNC Chapel Hill and Anthony Fauci for funding it. What they found was that in gastroenteritis, in pigs, in swine, little swine, little baby pigs, in dogs and in cats and in a couple other different species, the spike protein in the ACE2 receptor binding domains of what they called the coronavirus was a thing that could actually be very virulent and very harmful. And in 2002, they patented a thing called the synthetic chimeric alteration of coronavirus. And it was a recombinant coronavirus. And here's the specific language they used, which is the specific language you should use. They patented an infectious replication defective coronavirus model. Do you hear what I just said? Infectious replication defective. Now, what does that mean? That means gain of function, people. Let's stop pretending that Rand Paul is doing anything with Anthony Fauci. He's not. He's blowing smoke up both of their butts. But the fact of the matter is, in 1999 to 2002, they made a virulent form of the spike protein and a virulent form of the ACE2 receptor protein binding product that was designed off of a model of coronavirus. And I'm going into this level of detail because you need this level of detail. We can't make arguments where we seed the ground on a story that they can invalidate. So let's go precisely to what they did. They took what they knew to be a bioweapon, they uploaded it into servers around the world, and that is where we have them with their finger on the trigger of the gun. because our biological and chemical weapons felony laws say it is a felony to enable the production. You know what loading a protein sequence onto a server is? And by the way, uploading a protein sequence onto a server that the world can access is the evidence of the crime. Because if you enable the production of a biological weapon, you have actually just committed the felony. Got it? It's pretty simple. But we need to be, once again, precise, because if we're not precise, we can be dismissed. And I don't want any of us dismissed. I want us to be truthful, I want us to be accurate, and I want precision to be the mark of our conversation. Because it's critical that we are precise. The weapon is the spike protein. And that weapon is being used. Now, in an audience like this, I know that we have a bunch of different models of illness and health and everything else, and I'm not interested in those questions. I know that if a piece of copper traveling at a high velocity with a tip made of lead pierces my flesh, I really don't care what you call it. I don't care. You can call it a projectile. You can call it a bullet. You can call it anything you want to call it. And if it goes through my lungs and into my heart, I'm dead. So let's stop pretending that that question matters and let's start talking about the weapon. The weapon is, in fact, a protein sequence that is foreign to the human body. That protein sequence, which is foreign to the human body, creates an anaphylaxis-like or a immune response or a, you pick whatever language you want, I don't even care, but like any other foreign pathogen coming into the body, your body actually responds to that thing. And the fact of the matter is, by the way, I'm in vigorous agreement, for those of you who are wondering where we stand on these things, I'm actually in vigorous agreement with people like Tom Cowan, who actually have a whole different view of the entire structure. I'm good with that.